able to do that the Lord's called me there to do. And I've never claimed to be good at any of it, but I try to do my very best to do that the Lord would have me to. And I just desire that of your prayers here for a little bit tonight, that we might be able to get to where God would have us to be. But we just had that of one thought there upon our heart, and it come on our heart when we come in here tonight. But a few weeks ago, the week there of our revival, that we heard a preacher on the radio say one thing, and it stuck with us, and we just ain't been able really to get away from what he was talking about that day. And we just had a couple of minutes that day to walk out to our truck and didn't even know. I don't know who the preacher was. Don't know. I didn't hear any part of the message except for the one part, and this one part that I had has just really stuck with me. So y'all just pray tonight. But he was talking about, he said his son come to him and asked him, he said, the disciples, they said they saw all these things, and they said they saw everything there the Lord had done. He said, why in the world did the Lord ever go and walk on the water? And you know, it said, the preacher had puzzled him. He said he read and he never could come to an answer by reading about why the Lord ever walked on water. So he just got into it with the Lord and got down and humble there in prayer and said the Lord come back to him with this answer. And it sounded pretty good to me, so I'll go with it. But he said there the Lord showed him that the reason that he walked on the water was to show him that no matter where we got ourselves, friend, today he could get to wherever we were at. And you know, tonight I'm glad that no matter where that we get ourselves at, the Lord there can get to us. And you know, I'm glad tonight that it don't matter. You know, I've been out many a time, and we got to preach this morning there about that the prodigal son. But you know what, when the prodigal son come to himself, I don't think he's really doing it there within himself, but I believe the Lord might have been down there in the hog pen with him. And you know what, any time that we get out there, friend, today it don't matter how low that we might get, friend, today the Lord can always get to where we're at. Friend, today I'm glad today that there's nothing that my God can't do there tonight. I'm glad tonight that he can walk with me wherever it is that I might go there tonight. I'm glad that it is, friend, today. You know what? Whether it's been working for him, whether it's been within myself, friend, today I'm glad there the Lord will go with me, that he said that he wouldn't leave me nor forsake me, but he'd be with me there always. I was thinking about, you know what, the three Hebrew children over there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how that they must have failed when they was there. They told the king they wasn't going to bow down to the idols they're hidden there. They said, our God that we serve, he said he'll deliver us. But even if we don't, friend today, he said we ain't going to bow. Friend today, you know what? They got down there in the fire furnace, and there's many a time that it might seem like that it gets hot there around us. It might seem like the world tries to throw us in there into the fire. But I'm glad tonight that the Lord can be there walking in the fire with them. Friend today, just like it was that day, the king looked down in there, said, didn't we throw three men bound down there into the fire? They said, yea, O king. He said, but I see four loosed and walking around, and the fourth one look like that of the Son of Man. I'm glad today there the head walk with us, no matter where it is, friend, today that we might get ourselves into. I'm glad today the Lord will go with us, friend, today. You know what? But I begin to look at this story there about the Lord walking on the water. And friend, today, as I began to think about it, I knew within myself. No matter where I got myself, I always knew there the Lord could get. Friend, today I knew that within myself, but then this other verse come back to me. You know what? I was thinking about Peter during that same day that he looked out and he saw the Lord walking out on the water. He said, "If it be thee, bid me to come to thee." He told Peter to come, and he went out and he walked. Friend, today it don't take anything for my Lord there to do these miracles there that he done. It didn't take anything for him there to walk upon the water. But friend, today Peter was a man just like I am, friend, today. But yet he's there walking on the water too, friend, today. You know what that showed me? That's what this verse says here. The Lord told his disciple, he said, there with men there it might be impossible, but with God all things is possible. Friend, today I'm glad there today that as long as we'll go after the Lord, friend, today there ain't no play, there ain't nothing today that me and you can't do there tonight. Friend, today, as long as we got the Lord with us, that's what they said over there. Friend, today, he said, if the Lord be with us, who can be against us? Friend, today, if the Lord's with you, friend, today, there ain't nothing there that me and you can't do there tonight. So whatever it is the Lord's put upon your heart, whatever it is there that your burden might be, don't ever tell that of my God there that you can't do it tonight. For friend, today, as long as you'll have that of your eyes there upon him, as long as you're seeking out there after his faith, there in the matter, friend, today, there's nothing that me and you can't do there tonight, as long as we'll go the way the Lord's saying to go, friend, today. There ain't nowhere, friend, today, that we can't go. There ain't nothing there that we can't do there today. Peter was walking on the water just like the Lord was. Friend, today, I don't think there that I could do it. But if the Lord told me to come, if he's out there, I believe I could walk on the water just like he did. Friend, today, as long as the Lord, friend, today, says to do it, friend, today, it can be done by me and you. All we got to do is be a willing to let the Lord there work through us. Friend, today, that's all he wants there tonight, is just a willing vessel. Friend, today, that's all he wants me and you to be. He wants us to be those vessels of honor there that he can put there upon. Friend, today, it says there in one place that there's vessels of honor, that there's vessels of dishonor. Friend, today, I don't want to be one there that the Lord can't find honor in, but I want to find myself doing that that God had had me to do, friend, today. And there ain't no excuse there that I can give him to tell him that I can't do that that he's called for me to do. You'd say, Lord ain't never called me to do anything. If he say that, your soul, friend, today, the Lord's got a purpose for you being here. The Lord's got a word there for you to do, friend, today. You might not be a preacher, you might not be a singer, but there's something today the Lord has you to do. If you don't know what it is, I beg of you tonight that you'll come and ask the Lord what it is, friend, today, because you're going around right now not with all the joy there that you could have there in your life, friend, today. There ain't no better a feeling than doing what God would have you to do there today. Friend, today, knowing that you've been obedient there unto Him. I know when I was little, friend, today, it made me feel good when I done what Mama and Daddy there told me to do. Friend, today, when I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, friend, today, and they said there, I'm proud of you. Friend, today, it made me feel good. You know what? I want to be able, I want the Lord to be able to tell me there that I'm doing good. Friend, today, I want Him to be proud of me. Friend, today, I want to bring honor and glory there unto His name. Friend, today, if I can do that, friend, today, it makes my life a whole lot more enjoyable there to live down here. But there ain't nothing there that I can't do as long as I've got there my eye there upon the Lord. Friend, today, but many a time, even us with the best intention, even us going the way the Lord would have us to go, friend, today, there'll be time there that we might get turned aside. There'll be time that we don't always do what God would have us to. We'll take our eyes there off the Lord. Friend, today, we should never do that. We got to where we are right now because we followed Him. Friend, today, that's the way we need to keep on going. That's why He said there to seek you out the old path, to walk therein. Friend, today, if you'll go that way, it's how happy you'll be. Friend, today, but the ones back then, they said we won't walk therein. Friend, today, if we'll walk out those old paths, what's those old paths? That's the way the Lord's already trod now there for me and you to go. Friend, today, that we can look ahead, that we can see Him waiting there on me and you, friend, today. That's where we need to have our eyes focused. That's the way we need to be a-going tonight. Friend, today, we need to go the way the Lord will have us to go. There today, friend, today, but a lot of time we just won't do it. We'll be like the people was in that day. We might say that we've got a better way. There might be something come up in our life. There might be some trouble, some trial, friend, today. You know what? We shouldn't be like this, but a lot of us are. There every day of our life, we should know the Lord can deliver us through there any thing. That's what David said over there when he was going out to face Goliath. Friend, today, when Saul tried to give him his armor, he said no. He said the Lord already delivered me there from the hand there the she-bear and the hand there the lion. Friend, today, he said he'll deliver me against this uncircumcised Philistine. He didn't need that the king's armor, but all he needed was the King of Kings. Friend, today, that's all he needed was the Lord during his life. He knew what had delivered him before. He knew what had delivered him again. But a lot of times, we might forget where we've been. We might have forgot what God's already brought us from. Friend, today, but we don't need to forget it. We don't need to go away looking to something else. We don't need to get scared because something comes up there in our life that we don't know how we're going to get through. Friend, today, because the same God there that they serve is the same God that we serve today. Friend, today, He's still able to deliver. But Peter there, when he was walking upon the water, friend, today, he started looking around. He got his eyes off the Lord there for a little bit. Already a fail there that he could do anything as long as he's looking toward the Lord. Friend, today, but then he started looking at the storm and
everything that was going on around them, they began to sing. Friend, today, that's what me and you, they'll do in our life. There are a lot of times we'll start. Storms will come up in our life. Trials will come up in our life. We'll say, I just don't know how we're going to make it. Friend, today, I'll tell you how you can make it. Just depend on the Lord there tonight. Just bring it unto Him. He said, bring every burden there unto Him. Cast them upon Him. Friend, today, that's what He said. He said, come unto me. For my yoke is easy, there in my burdens lie. But yet we want to carry them there ourselves. Friend, today, there ain't no need for me and you to be doing that. Friend, today, the Lord didn't intend for us to care about the worries there of this life. We're supposed to put them there in His hand. Friend, today, what needs to be on mine and your heart there tonight is a burden there for a lost and a dying world. Friend, today, that we might be able to be a light there unto a lost there in a dying world, that we can bring honor and glory there to God's name. Friend, today, that's where we need to be. Friend, today, but we'll find ourselves a sinking. Friend, today, we'll find ourselves a going down. But I'm glad, just like when Peter was going down there. Friend, today, the Lord was still there when he was going down and put out his hand and brought him back up. Friend, today, there ain't been one time there that I fell. There ain't been one time that I've got out of the way there that the Lord ain't been there to put me back the way I need to be going. Friend, today, what I need to do it, I just need to call out unto Him. I believe that's what Peter done there that day. I believe it. When he started feeling himself to sink, I believe he called out to the Lord to help him. Friend, that's all you got to do tonight. Call out to the Lord to help you. Repent of that, what you've done. Peter knew he had done wrong by taking his eyes off the Lord. Friend, today, you know if you sin there in your life, you know what you've done there today. Friend, today, all you got to do is call upon the Lord. Friend, today, repent of what you've done, and His hand will be right out to you to put you back on the track there that you need to go, that we can walk after Him. Friend, today, that's what the Bible tells us to do, to walk after the Spirit. Friend, today, it don't say to walk after this world, to walk after this man or this man, but it says to walk after the Spirit. Friend, today, that's what we need to do. Friend, today, whatever God's Spirit there tells us to do, whatever the Holy Ghost tells us to do, that's what we need to be doing. Friend, today, we don't need to worry about anything else. Friend, today, the Bible tells us not to worry about all those other things. Friend, today, He said, don't worry about tomorrow. I know we got to go to work. I know we've got to put food on the table and clothes on the people's back. We've got to do those things. But friend, today, that don't need to be our biggest concern. But our biggest concern tonight needs to be where me and you stand there with an almighty God, whether or not we're doing that He'd have us to do. Friend, today, I want to be doing that there that He'd have me to do there today. And I know that no matter what it is He tells me to do, I know it's possible as long as He's with me that I can do it. I never thought that I'd be a preacher. I never thought I could stand out in front of anybody and say anything. But friend, today, it's not anything that I've done, but it's what the Lord's done through me. Friend, today, and the Lord can do anything through you tonight if you'll just follow after Him. That's what He wants us to be. He just wants us to be in His hands. That's what, you know, we're just like that lump of clay over there in Jeremiah out in the potter's house. We're in the Lord's hands, and He molds us, and He makes us the way He'd have us to go.
friend, today. And when the rough parts come in, he'll get them out. Friend, today, we don't need to worry about them. Friend, today, we just need to put them in his hands, knowing that he knows what he's doing, that he can take care of it. Friend, today, he knows a whole lot better than what I know. Friend, today, of how to take care of the problems that's in my life. He knows what I stand in need of. And when I don't know the way to go, he knows exactly what needs to be done. Friend, today, all you've got to do is come to him there tonight. Come on, brother.